Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Romero. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Oilkin Boyd. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The DH, Johnny Grubb. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Collins. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Darnell Coles. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The catcher, Dwight Lowry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball four. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas strikes out. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. Two outs. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is called out on strikes. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell misplays the ball. That's an error on Trammell. Boggs moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Boggs moves to third. Barrett moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cole settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Boyd covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-1 in the game. Romero hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Boyd covering, for the out. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive towards third. Coles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitaker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trammell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baylor strikes out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson strikes out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Grubb hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Grubb moves to second. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. Grubb moves to third. Two outs. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Collins steals second. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Coles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grubb scores. Collins moves to third. Coles moves to second. It's 4-0, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-2 in the game. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Collins. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lowry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitaker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Lowry moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-3 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Grubb hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lowry scores. Trammell moves to third. It's 5-0, Tigers. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. One out. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Coles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lowry hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Coles moves to third. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-3 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-3 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.